with Mel Sampat. And those of you who are loyal followers to Channel 10, we've actually introduced and talked to you before about something else you've created. But now we're going to talk to you about your latest creation. And tell us what it is.
It's called OutSync. Okay. And I thought of a few different ways to name it. My first instinct was to call it Face Out. Uh-huh. But apparently I can't use the word face with any Facebook applications. So it's called OutSync. And what it does is it synchronizes your Facebook contacts with Outlook. So my Windows mobile phone is connected to my desktop, so you can see what's going on the phone.
Okay.
And this isn't an emulator or anything; it's my real phone. So what I've got here is my list of contacts in Outlook 2007. Notice how none of them have a picture attached to them; they're just contacts. I'm gonna quickly close that. So
your typical contact list?
Yeah, my typical contact list. Now, you notice that they didn't really have any pictures, and so when I look at that same contact list on my Windows mobile phone, I can just quickly, you know, maybe look for Alan here, and you've got his phone number, but you don't have a picture.
Right.
So let me just go back there.
And everyone sort of has the same graphical representation, the little business card with the, you know, the standard image.
So I know that a lot of these people I have as contacts in my Outlook have Facebook profiles. So wouldn't it be cool if I could just get their latest and greatest picture from Facebook? And a lot of these people have funny pictures or just the pictures that they want to show the world. And wouldn't it be cool if I could show those pictures in Outlook without doing all the work myself, you know, the copy and pasting. So that's what this app does. So I'm going to quickly fire up OutSync here on my desktop. And so it asks me to log into my Facebook account, which I do need to do. And once I've logged in, what it does is it grabs my friends list from Facebook and creates this nice looking UI, which I can extend. And what you see on the left is the matched contacts. So it says it's matched 14 contacts, which are in both Outlook as well as Facebook.
Okay.
And on the right, you see 55 other contacts, which I don't have in my Outlook. So these are all just people I know on Facebook, which I don't know enough to have them in my address book in Outlook.
Wow, that's random. I would think that you have more in your Outlook than in your Facebook.
It can go either way. You know, some people only keep business contacts in Outlook, and then they have their whole social friends list somewhere else. So that's kind of the way I use it. I keep most of my, you know, very close contacts or the people I want on my Windows mobile phone in Outlook, and the rest are just kind of on Facebook and Friendster and a couple of other places.
Okay.
All right. So so now that I have this list of matched contacts, all I need to do is press this little sync button here. And it asks me for confirmation if I want to sync all of these 14 contacts with Outlook. So now the Facebook API, which I've used to build this, is restricted in the sense that it doesn't give the developer access to information like phone numbers and email addresses that are on Facebook, and that's understandable for privacy reasons. You know, they don't want developers who can write apps and steal, you know, people's email addresses and start spamming them.
Yeah.
And that would be a big privacy risk.
Let's see it in action. Let's see it actually show up on your phone.
Cool. Now, before I go ahead and sync them, I wanted to point out one quick thing. You know, some people may not want to sync every single contact because they may have some pictures in Outlook which they don't want to override, and they may want to just copy the other. So the nice feature here is you can uncheck all the ones you don't want to select, and then I can just select a few people that I want to sync, and then only sync the photos and the information about those people.
Oh, I know Loki.
Great. Yeah, I have friends in DPE, so you might know some of these people. I'm going to go ahead and select all for now.
Okay.
And then I hit the sync button. It asks me for confirmation. I hit yes, and you get this nice little window which shows you progress. And before you know it, it syncs my 14 contacts.
Excellent.
So when I go back to Outlook now, you'll notice that some of these people actually have their
look at that. That's so great.
Yep. And so,
in case you forget who someone is.
Absolutely. So there was one other thing I want to show you before we did this demo is let me call my my own phone. So I'm just going to call myself from using a communicator. Call mobile. So I just use Office Communicator to call myself. And so there's my phone. It doesn't have a picture at this point. It just shows me kind of a placeholder for the picture.
Okay.
So let me go and hang up this phone. So now that I have all these contacts with an Outlook, what I can do is synchronize my Windows mobile phone over the air with Microsoft Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't done that yet, but as soon as I go into ActiveSync here, and I hit sync, what's going to happen is, and this is usually done automatically. It takes a little while to kick in.
Okay.
So notice how it detects that 14 contacts have changed. It syncs those up over the air with my Exchange account,
uh-huh.
and those contacts are updated. So now if I call myself again, let me just go ahead and call mobile.
Look at that. There you are.
Yep. And so just like that, yeah, I can go into any of my contacts on my Windows mobile phone.
Okay, now, you mentioned earlier it works with Outlook. What about other venues like Live Contacts?
That's a great question, Laura. So Live Contacts just released this great SDK, which is similar to programming Outlook. There are some nuances. It's a little bit different than programming the Outlook object model, but Live Contacts does have an API set and an SDK,
mm-hmm.
which allows you to work with contacts that a user might have in Hotmail and Messenger and various other live services. So this can easily be extended to work with Live Contacts.
Excellent.
And I think that'd be great because, you know, a lot of people use Windows Messenger or Live Messenger or MSN Messenger for their IM, and they use Facebook for their social networking, and they use Spaces for hosting their website. And there's, it would be great to, have an app that kind of ties together your various contacts in different places. So this is just a small example of that, and this can be extended to work with Live Contacts.
Well, maybe you'll be the man to bring us that, to bring us all together. Well, thank you very much. This is awesome. It's called OutSync by Mel Sampak.
Hey, Laura, can I
yes.
add you as a friend to my Facebook?
Absolutely. I think we're friends already.
Great.
There we go. See, I'm everybody's friend.